Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So happy to have you with me again today. Always so grateful to know that there are people out there that are listening to the Word of God. The goal of this podcast is for your benefit, that you could grow in your understanding of God's Word and what He desires from you and wants from you and what He's done for you. The whole purpose is that you'll grow in your relationship with God. That's why we always want to go to Him in prayer and invite Him to be among us as we study His Word. Pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, it is with great joy that we come time and time again to study Your Word, and that Your Word is always available to us. And You're available to us to teach us what You want us to know. And so we bless You today. We thank You for Your Word. We ask that You would guide us into all truth by Your Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to that truth by Your Spirit as well. Lord, we want our ways to be pleasing unto You, so we bless You as we study Your Word today, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Perishing Things. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 22. Paul the Apostle knew the Colossian church members were being persuaded to follow false teachings of the Gnostics and the Judaizers, who were heretical groups that existed at their time. He refuted the teachings of the Gnostics by showing the deity of Jesus Christ, and he countered the Judaizers by showing the shadow of things to come, for which the law was originally intended. In chapter 2 and verse 22 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul continued to show the temporary nature of rules, which included touching not, tasting not, and handling not. We read, "Which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men." The verse begins, "Which all are to perish with the using," to demonstrate the temporary nature of the rules concerning touching not, tasting not, and handling not. Paul wrote, "Which all are to," which includes every, the sum total, completely the whole, "was to perish," or corrupt, be corrupted, destructed, and decay with the using, which means as they are used or consumed. Notice the parentheses that is after the word using. This is the closure of a parenthetical phrase began by Paul in verse 21, which was touch not, taste not, handle not. And we should keep this in mind as we proceed with the verse. The verse continues, after the commandments and doctrines of men. This phrase employed by Paul is a continuation of verse 20, where we read, "Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why as though living in the world are you subject to ordinances?" And to continue Paul's original thought, it should be added to the end of it, such as, "Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why as though living in the world are you subject to ordinances after the commandments and doctrine of men?" These commandments, or precepts, and doctrines, which are teachings and instructions, were from or of men, or simply by human beings. These were not the laws of God, but rather the teachings, precepts, and instructions from men. Paul challenged the Colossian church members with being dead in Christ from the rudiments of the world. And since the old things, such as works and deeds for righteousness, were passed away, there was nothing that could be added to their salvation. As we ponder this challenging verse from Paul, it will do us well to consider Paul's question as though it was directed toward us personally. If, or since, we are dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, are there ordinances, traditions, or rules which originate from men and not from God, which we hold dearly in our lives? It is easy to sit back and make judgments against the Colossians who were influenced by these false teachings. But do we have ways in our lives that we follow without compromise, which are perishing with the using? Let us take the time to evaluate our perishing things and weigh them against the eternal, non-perishing ways of God. And may we devote ourselves to continuing in that which is everlasting. Next time, Paul will write about will worship and humility. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.